From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people are expected in the nation's capital to witness and celebrate the transfer of power from one administration to another this Tuesday. The festivities for the inauguration of Barack Obama as the 44th president are already beginning, as are the sales of inaugural doodads. Darlene Gay of Miami had her bit of kitsch picked out.
I was looking at the tote bag and the different buttons. I'm also going to get souvenirs for friends from home who couldn't come.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the bobblehead doll?
Yes, my husband loves the bobblehead. Most likely we're going to buy it.
Later today, some of America's most popular musicians give a free open-air concert in front of the Lincoln Memorial. NPR's Allison Keyes is out on the mall this morning checking out the preparations. And Allison, tell us where you are and what's going on.
I'm at the corner of 23rd and Constitution and just came through a pretty major security check for the media. The public is entering at several different venues along Constitution Avenue, but people out here are having a really good time this morning.
Really? Are there many people out this early?
I would say there were several hundred people in line when I walked up at about 6:45. I can't see all the way down the street, but the line, which is broken up in parts, extends past 19th Street, which is several blocks from where I am. There are a lot of people dressed up in layers. People have chairs. There are people out dancing. Everybody is pretty excited to be here.
Yeah. You mentioned people dressing in layers. I know it's a little warmer today, but not much. It's cold. Do people seem like they are really dressed warmly enough?
Well, some of us were lucky enough to be from Chicago, so I've got on about four layers myself. But I ran into a group of women from California who were actually singing and dancing in line. I will survive and that kind of thing. They said they bought their first winter coats this morning, but they've been out since 4:30 a.m. They have a big thermos of coffee, which actually is prohibited, so they're having a good time. They say they just are excited to be a part of this whole thing.
And from where you are, can you see any preparations on stage?
I cannot see the stage yet from where I am. Where I'm standing is in a secure area. There is an Army unit in fatigues in front of me and the Secret Servicemen that are checking the media. There are barricades all along Constitution and along the roads leading up to the memorial and a lot of live trucks where I am right now.
Can I ask you, of the people that you've seen, are they older? Are they younger? Are they just an absolute mixed bag?
It's an absolute mixed bag. I think the youngest person I've met so far this morning is 4. She was not pleased to be out this early. But her dad said he was coming to see Springsteen no matter what. Of course, the people next to him were all for Shakira. Then there was another group of people for Beyonce. So it looks like a pretty multi-generational thing. And people say that they're equally excited about the concert and to be part of this inaugural, which everybody describes as historic.
So even though people's eyes may be running from the cold, there are big, big smiles on their faces.
Yes. And it's not that bad. There's actually one woman out here that has on a face mask that looks like Hannibal Lecter. She seems to be the warmest person I have seen.
NPR's Allison Keyes. She's on the National Mall here in Washington in preparation for the big concert later today. Allison, thank you very much.
You're welcome.